I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Wednesday, June 1. Coming up, PIOJ reports 0.9% growth in GDP for January to March quarter. Appropriation bill gets approval in the upper house, and Jamaicans urged to take evacuation warnings seriously. The details after the break.
All criminal matters except for some matters under the Dangerous Drugs Act are petty session matters, entitle an accused to legal aid. The Legal Aid Council, ensuring access to justice for all.
Now the news. The Planning Institute of Jamaica, the PIOJ, is reporting gross domestic product GDP growth of 0.9% in the first quarter of 2016 compared to the same period last year. Director General of the PIOJ, Colin Bullock, says the growth is attributable to three factors. These are the impact of improved global economic environment on major service industries, most notably tourism and hospitality, improvement in domestic demand based on the strengthening of business and consumer confidence levels, and increased industrial production. Agriculture was among the best performing sectors, growing by an estimated 2%.
This was due to increased output recorded for other agricultural crops, up 1.9%, due to increases in fruits, up 20.5%, condiments, up 12.4%, and potatoes, up 3.5%. Animal farming was up by 18.5%, and post-harvest activities were up by 138.6%, largely associated with a 154.9% increase in coffee production.
Mr. Bullock was speaking at the PIOJ's quarterly press briefing on Wednesday. Manufacturing grew by an estimated 1.1% based on improved performances in food, beverages, and tobacco. The construction sector also saw growth in both the residential and commercial categories due to increases in housing starts and expansions in the business process outsourcing industry. The Senate on Tuesday passed the appropriation bill, which allows the government to use budgeted funds for its programs over fiscal year 2016 to 2017. Deputy Leader of Government Business in the Upper House, Senator Ruel Reid, who piloted the bill, said the government has been deliberate in its early actions to focus on economic growth and job creation.
This means we are tapping all the resources of Team Jamaica, both locally and in the diaspora, allowing persons with experience to share the wealth of this resource in order to fashion a prosperity pathway that is consultative, prescriptive, and ultimately responsive.
Senator Reid says for the medium term, meaningful jobs will be created by facilitation of a faster and sustainable reduction of the public debt and the laying of a strong foundation towards prosperity. In addition to stimulating economic growth, expenditure has been prioritized for national security. An allocation of $28.6 billion has also been set aside to safeguard social programs for the most vulnerable in society. Minister of Local Government and Community Development Desmond Mackenzie is urging citizens to be more responsive to evacuation warnings before or during a hurricane. Speaking at the launch of Disaster Preparedness Month 2016 in Kingston Wednesday, Minister Mackenzie said the lack of urgency displayed by some citizens when an evacuation warning is issued continues to be of concern.
I strongly believe that compulsory evacuation has to be the way in many communities. The law must take its course. Whenever the warning is given, I don't believe nobody should tell us that me nah move.
Mr. Mackenzie is also encouraging Jamaicans to keep abreast of bulletins from parish councils and the Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management as to designated shelters. And Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Carl Samuda says the ministry will be using empirical data to press ahead with its import reduction strategy. Mr. Samuda says areas of opportunity for local development will be identified to achieve economic growth and prosperity.
We recognize that we can never really grow and be masters of our own destiny unless we can at least expand those things that we can produce locally for our consumption. And then the excess, where we become efficient and productive and competitive, we can trade in the excess and thereby create the kind of growth that we are all searching for.
Minister Samuda was speaking at the launch of the 2016 Denby Agriculture, Industrial and Food Show on Wednesday. The 64th staging of the Agriculture, Industrial and Food Show will be held at the Denby Showground in Clarendon from July 30 to August 1 under the theme Grow What We Eat, Eat What We Grow through Climate Smart Agriculture. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.